the balance. Explore our wide variety of shoes and let's make excellent happen.
This is Maryland's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Bill Vanko. It's 8:30 with sunshine, 57 degrees. We're headed for the low 80s today. Here's what's making Maryland's Morning News on this Tuesday morning. It's a case of no deal. The gridlock in Congress over funding health care reform is continuing. That means the government's authority to spend money expired at midnight, and parts of the government are out of business for the time being.
CBS News Update, I'm Peter King. The government is closed, and suddenly there are a lot of places you can't go. WTOP's Nick Iannelli is in Washington, D.C.
Signs are going up in front of museums letting people know that they are locked until the government comes up with a way to fund them and keep them open. Monuments are being barricaded off from the public.
Essential services are still in business. CBS's Susan McGinnis.
There will still be air traffic control. There will still be border patrol. All safety procedures will still go on as they had been before. Similarly, you know, the military will continue to operate as it has been, and they will still get their paychecks.
With some 800,000 people off the job, Quinnipiac University's Peter Brown says most Americans are fed up.
Voters by 72% to 22% don't like shutting down the federal government to block implementation of Obamacare. By a 64% to 27% margin, they don't like blocking an increase in the national debt as a way to stop Obamacare.
CBS News Update. I'm Peter King.
WBAL News Time, 8:31. Susan McGinnis mentioned the military there. President Obama made it very clear with a direct video message to members of the military that they will not get any time off.
Those of you in uniform will remain on your normal duty status. The threats to our national security have not changed, and we need you to be ready for any contingency.
There is a very ironic Google doodle on Google's front page today. It celebrates the 123rd anniversary of Yosemite National Park. Yosemite and all of the other national parks are closed today because of the shutdown. The partial shutdown is the direct result of the political catfight over health care reform, which is moving to a new level today as online exchanges open in all 50 states to allow people without insurance to buy it. But whether you know about those exchanges may depend on where you live.
Not only in Congress, but in states they control as well, Republicans are trying to stymie Obamacare, even as insurance enrollments begin today. In states embracing reform, a big education effort is underway, especially to reach the millions of uninsured Americans who'd benefit. Maryland is running ads and staging local forums like this one to relieve the confusion about what's coming.
There are four levels: bronze, silver, gold, and platinum.
If you get the bronze plan and your health goes downhill, can you upgrade?
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Hagerstown, Maryland.
Maryland is one thing, but it's a much different story down south.
Many Republican-led states across the South and the Plains have resisted setting up their own health insurance exchanges. Republican South Carolina State Representative Chris Crawford.
From South Carolina's perspective, if we're going to have a health insurance policy, and this is clearly a health insurance policy decision, it needs to be made by the policy body. That's the General Assembly.
There's been little available information on the new online health insurance marketplaces in areas controlled by Republicans. Jim Grisula, CBS News.
Health care reform isn't the only one going into law today. There will also be some extra pressure on drivers in Maryland starting today as a result of new laws that we hear about from WBAL Steve Vermeer.
Police in Maryland now have a new weapon to enforce traffic laws. At the stroke of midnight, drivers using a handheld cell phone or device for any reason but to call 911 can be pulled over for that and that alone. It's now a primary offense. It had been a secondary one. Fines are stiffer too, up to $75 for the first offense, and then more as those offenses pile up. Supporters say it's all about safety. Distracted driving accounts for more than 3,000 highway deaths a year. Also at midnight, the state's seatbelt restrictions changed as well. It's a primary offense for the front seat. Fines are higher as well, up to $50 from $25 per offense. Steve Vermeer, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Have you seen the viral video making the rounds today of the motorcycle gang chasing down and dragging a man from a SUV after he ran over one of their members in New York? Reporter Catherine Brown has.
The gang targeted this black Range Rover. Inside, 33-year-old Alexian Lien was driving his wife and their infant daughter. Video shot by one of the bikers shows a motorcyclist hit the brakes in front of Lien's SUV, appearing to cause a collision. Police say Lien stopped briefly, but when dozens of angry bikers began to pound his vehicle with their helmets and slash the tires, he took off, roaring through the crowd to get away and breaking one of the bikers' legs. Video shows the angry gang of bikers tailing Lien's Range Rover for miles. Witnesses say they yanked him out of the vehicle and viciously beat him in front of his terrified family.
Reporter Catherine Brown says police in New York are still looking for members of that gang this morning. WBAL News time, exactly 8:35. Traffic and weather together now starts with Jim Russ.
Pretty normal morning on the roads. 95 southbound is abnormally slow this late going in the going here. Delays begin right at about White Marsh Boulevard to the Beltway and beyond, basically beyond the 895 exit. The problem continues to be a crash. Southbound 95 before the Fort McHenry tolls. The left lane is blocked. There have been a number of injuries. It does not look like that left lane is going to be open anytime soon. So continuing delays, 95 south toward the Fort McHenry tunnel. And a lot of people have now migrated over toward 895, which is jammed up near Lombard Street, heading toward the southbound Harbor Tunnel. Both lanes open, southbound in the Harbor Tunnel. On the Beltway, still very heavy traffic around the inner loop, trying to get from I-95 in Arbutus toward the interchange at Wilkins Avenue, then back on the brakes on the inner loop, trying to get from near Liberty Road, heading over toward the JFX. More slow traffic, Towson to Parkville on the inner loop as well. Outer loop delays from Bel Air Road to Providence, 795 toward Frederick, Harrisburg Expressway clearing out. JFX slows closer to Ruxton Road, heading toward TV Hill and the downtown interchanges. Everything's open southbound on the JFX. I-70, the slowest part of the ride is from Route 40 to Route 29 before the pace picks up. We are brought to you by Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline, removing an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Starts in your very first tank, all of which makes your drive more exciting. Choose Shell V-Power today. Traffic updates for me at any time on Twitter. Follow me at JimWBAL Traffic. I'm Jim Russ on WBAL and WBAL.com.
8:36 on Maryland's Morning News. Tony Pan joins us from the Weather Center. This almost never happens, but I was having warm thoughts about you yesterday afternoon because I walked outside.
Wait a minute.
It was just spectacular, and I thought, you know, give him credit.
Well, you know what? That's right, because
Not that you had anything to do with it.
No, I got nothing to do with any of it, but, you know, I do get most of the bad end of it, like you were saying, when it snows or when it doesn't snow and it's supposed to snow, especially, then we really hear it. But but thank you for the kind thoughts. I greatly appreciate it.
It was nice yesterday. It looks like you're even nicer today.
Yeah, partly to mostly sunny. I mean, there's a few high-thin clouds out there, but we'll see plenty of sunshine today. Now, the average high is 72. This is October 1st. The average high is 72. We're going to make it up to 81, maybe 82 this afternoon. So, you know, a good 10 degrees almost above average for this time of the year. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. We'll drop back into the upper 50s. And then it's going to stay dry Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and probably get even warmer. 84 on Wednesday, 83 on Thursday, still around 80 on Friday. And then, Bill, over the weekend, things will change. There's going to be a front approaching. I think Saturday will still be dry, but Sunday, Monday, the chance for rain goes up, and that's good because we could use some rain.
Yeah.
And the temperatures go down. We'll still be in the 70s on Sunday, but perhaps by Monday and Tuesday of next week, the highs may dip all the way into the 60s. So we'll go from the 80s the next few days to the 60s early next week.
All over the map. Tis the season when this kind of stuff happens. Right now, it's another beautiful morning. Lots of sunshine.
Yep.
The relative humidity, 84%. Winds are calm. It's 61 degrees. WBAL News time, exactly 8:38.
Well, your dadgum government, you sorry so-and-sos. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my clothes. Well, you
equal time for the other side. An hour ago, we used that same song to introduce Maryland Senator Ben Cardin to give us the Democratic perspective on what's going on in Washington. This morning at this hour, we're pleased to be joined by Maryland's 1st District Congressman Andy Harris, the only remaining Republican in the state's congressional delegation. Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, good morning.
I'm going to start by asking you the exact same question I asked Senator Cardin an hour ago. With all due respect, if the number one job of Congress is to protect the country and keep the institution of government operating, why should your constituents not consider this a colossal failure on the part of every person they elected and sent to Washington?
Well, really, our number one is to uphold the laws and the Constitution of the United States. And I will tell you, the fact that the Senate is willing to shut down the government over the special congressional exemption for congressmen and women and their employees is absolutely unbelievable. We just want no special treatment for anyone. That's what this argument's all about. You know, Harry Reid's been fighting this for months, the Vitter Amendment for months. And it came to roost because the Vitter Amendment didn't come from the Senate. It actually went over from the House yesterday, and that's the cause of all this shutdown.
So nothing's changed. The Republicans are pointing their fingers at the Democrats. The Democrats are pointing their fingers at the Republicans, and the federal workers are caught in the middle this morning.
Well, you know, we just don't want any special treatment. We think that it's perfectly reasonable to make sure that the laws apply evenly to everyone in this country. And it's an atrocity that, again, Harry Reid is shutting down the government because he wants special treatment for his senators and their employees on the Obamacare plan.
That spin has changed considerably over the last week. When we went into this, the Republican argument was, we don't want to fund the health care reform bill as it stands. And you were saying very little about the Senate getting special treatment. It was just about the funding for the plan by itself.
Well, we've compromised along the way. We understand that the Senate is not going anywhere, that you know, Obamacare is going to be rammed down our throats. I challenge all your listeners to go to the healthcare.gov website this morning. It's supposed to be up and running. You can't get any information about Maryland's plans on the website. This is not ready for prime time. But, you know, if the Senate is going to not give in on this, then at least they ought to compromise and remove that special exemption for Congress and our staff.
Actually, we've gone to that website several times this morning. You can either get on or not, depending on apparently how busy it is, because which would indicate, I guess, that people are using it. From your point of view there in Washington, how long do you think this is going to go?
I don't know. I think the Senate should negotiate with the House on some of these issues. And if the Senate refuses to negotiate, I would hope the American people, you know, call Senator Cardin and Senator Mikulski's office and ask them, why did they vote for special treatment for them and their staff and are willing to shut down the government, punish federal employees because they want special treatment?
You keep coming back to that same answer to virtually every question. So let me just finish by asking you the same question I finished with Senator Cardin. What is your message to the federal employees this morning who are stuck in the middle?
Federal employees have always gotten paid retroactively. I don't think this is going to be any different this time. That's the fact. The federal employees never, ever, ever lose money or lose pay during a federal shutdown. So, you know, the American people ought to realize that. When Senator Cardin or Senator Mikulski or any of the senators get up and talk about the hardships for the federal employees and their families from losing pay, the historic fact is they never have ever lost pay.
Congressman Andy Harris, thank you so much for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.